Dear Professor Riesenhuber, dear Mr. Höllein, ladies and gentlemen, lieber Franz, tonight we are celebrating 30 years of interdisciplinary research in a place very close to the German Institute for Japanese Studies, and it is my great pleasure to be here with you on that occasion. The establishment of the Deutsches Institut für Japanstudien, as we call it in German, in 1988 may well be called a watershed in German scientific engagement abroad, since it was to reach out beyond the classical boundaries of the humanities that had been at the focus of other German institutes in the humanities abroad. The institute still occupies a special position in the family of our institutes in this world. Since the DIJ is well established by now as a highly acclaimed center of research on modern Japan, we may say that the past 30 years have shown that the profile that was chosen at that time was chosen with prudence. While most other humanities institutes of the Max Weber Foundation have broadly served to improve Germany's relations with its neighboring countries after World War II, Germany in 1988, we just heard it, paid tribute to Japan's enormously increased cultural, economic, and political significance, emphasizing the value of German-Japanese relations and expressing its special appreciation towards Japan as a location for research. We have done a little bit of research in our files in preparation for this meeting, and there we found an interesting letter. In this letter, it was said, "During my trip to Japan, I gained the impression that we Germans should strive for more comprehensive knowledge and a deeper understanding of Japanese culture and mentality. I hear that during a meeting with the directors of the institutes abroad funded by your ministry, the suggestion was made to found a cultural studies institute in Tokyo and a German historical institute in the US. I know that your department's budget for jobs and finance leaves little room for new ventures." We know this today as well. "Nonetheless, I consider both suggestions to be so interesting that I would ask you to check whether they can be realized, if necessary by means of redeployment. I would be grateful if you would inform me of the outcome of your considerations." This letter dates from 23 November 1983, and the author of it was none other than Federal Chancellor Helmut Kohl. The addressee, of course, is sitting here in the first row here. As you might suspect, he was the then Federal Minister for Research and Technology, Heinz Riesenhuber. Mr. Riesenhuber immediately instructed his ministry to examine the process quickly. That was written in the letter. The project was very sensitive, as they said. Already 4 weeks later, shortly before Christmas, Riesenhuber announced success. He would provide the necessary funds in order to develop two full-fledged institutes. By today's standards, this was an incredibly fast process, for which we are really grateful to you, dear Mr. Riesenhuber, until this day, and probably long into the future. The research agenda of the German Institute for Japan Studies has always been shaped by its directors, and I'm very pleased that the founding director, Josef Kreiner, is among us. Florian Kulmas is here as well. I haven't seen him yet, but welcome. Kreiner, from the start, brought a strong social science approach to the research questions the DIJ dealt with. He can tell us more about the complicated early stages of the foundation, which was supposed to become part of the prestigious Max Planck Gesellschaft in Germany. Max Planck, alas, missed out on this strategic development, which then gave us, as Max Weber Foundation, the opportunity to take over the or to let the DEJ join the family of Max Weber Institutes when it was founded in 2002. Kreiner's successor was Irmela Hidya Kirchnereit, who focused on Japanese literature and language and also founded the ambitious project of the Großes Japanisch-Deutsches Wörterbuch at the DEJ, which is about to be accomplished. Kulmas has steered the institute through difficult times. As an expert on sociolinguistics, he has also written widely on Japanese culture and society and also produced an important dictionary, the Trilingual Glossary of Demographic Terminology, that is available online. And today, we have heard it, Japan is dealing with some challenges, social, economic, and political, that are very similar to those that Germany is facing as well. The current research focus developed by Franz Waldenberger on risks and opportunities in Japan, challenges in the face of an increasingly uncertain future, explicitly addresses these problems. The DEJ Tokyo was founded with a mission to study modern Japan and its relations to Germany by applying methods from the humanities as well as the social and economic sciences. What had started with a strong orientation towards Germany has evolved in recent years to encompass Japan in a global context. Today, research at the DEJ Tokyo addresses both the historical and global context of contemporary Japan. This is also demonstrated by the establishment of a research group at the Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences of the National University of Singapore recently this year. The Max Weber Foundation welcomes this attempt to systematically develop research on that region. I congratulate the Institute and its employees on their 30th anniversary, and I want to express my sincere gratitude for your contributions to academic internationalization. I hope that the academic exchange between Germany and Japan, which you have been pursuing at a very high level for such a long time, will continue to bear fruit in the future. But last but not least, I cannot conclude without thanking those Japanese academics and long-standing partners who have welcomed the DEJ here and its researchers from its beginnings here in Tokyo and who have made the history of the DEJ essentially a common endeavor. Thank you so much.